With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. After bailing on her supporters election night, Kamala Harris made her concession speech at Howard University Wednesday afternoon.
Harris called her rival to offer congratulations on his successful re-election bid. A senior Harris aide said the vice president discussed the importance of a peaceful transfer of power and being a president for all Americans. A spokesman for the Trump campaign said that in the phone call, the former and future president acknowledged Harris's strength, professionalism, and tenacity throughout the campaign, and both leaders agreed on the importance of unifying the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House says President Biden will address the nation Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. His remarks will come 2 days after President Trump defeated Kamala Harris to become the nation's 47th president. Biden spoke with Trump Wednesday, congratulated him on his election victory, and he also invited Trump to the White House to talk about the transition of power. Also at SRNnews.com, many on the left are asking how Trump and the Republicans came out on top Tuesday night. The Kaiser Family Foundation's director of survey methodology, Ashley Kurzinger, says the economy was a top priority for a lot of Americans.
About 4 in 10 voters said the economy and jobs was the most important issue facing this country. And Donald Trump had an 8-point advantage on this issue over Vice President Harris. Many voters reported being very worried about their personal economic situation. Large majorities of voters said they were concerned about being able to afford gas, groceries, the cost of housing, and the cost of health care.
California is being lashed by powerful winds that fed a fast-moving wildfire that destroyed homes and forced hundreds of residents to evacuate in Ventura County. The erratic winds grounded fixed-wing aircraft because of dangerous conditions. This is SRN News. More chaos for one woman's volleyball team.
San Jose State squad has been making headlines all season because of a man who is playing on the team. Several other schools have forfeited games against San Jose State, and now an assistant coach with the team has been suspended after filing a Title IX complaint against the man. A growing chorus of women's voices are being raised against the practice of letting males compete against females, warning that this practice will soon kill women's sports entirely. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An amendment approved by New York voters Tuesday enshrines abortion in the state constitution, but it also enshrines transgenderism. The measure expands New York's Equal Rights Amendment to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, pregnancy outcomes, and so-called reproductive health care and autonomy. This is SRN News. After 17 years, Sherrod Brown, no longer Ohio senator.
Decision Desk HQ projects Republican challenger Bernie Moreno, a Cleveland businessman who had Donald Trump's backing, has defeated Brown, who is running for his fourth term in office. The race was the most expensive Senate contest this cycle. The campaigns, parties, and outside groups spent more than $400 million on campaign ads, according to the campaign ad tracking firm Ad Impact. Democrats have lost a key seat in their efforts to maintain control of the Senate.
Congressional correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. At least 4 people have died after floods in Missouri on Tuesday. Storms brought as much as 10 inches of rain to some places and 2 small tornadoes. 2 of the dead were poll workers, a husband and wife, killed when their vehicle was swept away near Mains, about 50 miles east of Springfield. There were also 2 deaths in St. Louis County. The governor activated the state's emergency action plan. More details at SRNnews.com.